The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, I want to officially welcome all of our Facebook Live audience. We want to welcome our YouTube audience and, of course, our podcast audience. Today is Monday. Again, it is Monday, June 13th. It is about mid-afternoon here, Eastern Time. I want to talk about confirming words today, confirming words, whether it be a dream, a vision, a word of the Lord, confirming words regarding September, October, and November of 2020. So again, confirming words dealing with September, October, November of this coming, these coming months of this year, of the latter part of the year of 2020. And obviously confirming words to, and I know we've been on this, we've kind of been on this thread for a while, probably the last 2 weeks, but these are confirming words to Pastor Dana Coverstone from Kentucky, his warning dreams, his series of dreams that he gave weeks ago. That has now gone viral, gone not only across the United States, but I believe it's now gone overseas as well. And one of the things that the word of the Lord does, it will always confirm. The Bible says, out of the testimony of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. So I believe today that I'm going to read to you two men that recently had one man, had a dream on on June 30th. And then there was another man who had a vision of the second half of 2020. And I believe these dreams and visions all coincide together with what Pastor Coverstone saw in three dreams. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. So if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to open it with me to the book of Job, chapter 33. Verses 15 and 18. Again, it's Job 33, 15 and 18. Of course, if you don't have a Bible with you, you can just kind of just follow along with me here. Normally, I typically put it up on the screen. But again, as I've said, I'm pressed in time right now because we're still in the transition of moving from Indiana to Georgia. Thankfully, I've got most of my equipment back. The sound is not the greatest because of the environment that I'm in right now, but we're working on all this. Eventually, we'll get all the kinks worked out. Time is very pressed. I was only able to do one broadcast last week, and I know many of you guys were kind of upset about that, but we're going to try to fit in at least two broadcasts this week. Job 33, 15 through 18. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering upon their beds, then He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. In the book of Job 2:28 through 29, the Spirit of the Lord expressively speaks through the prophet Job that in the end times, in the latter days, depending on what translation you read, they coincide with one another. He says that the Spirit of God will be poured out upon old men and young men. All flesh is what your Bible says. And it says that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams and young men will see visions. So we know, according to the word of the Lord, that not only in the Old Testament did God pour out his Spirit and speak through willing vessels and yielded vessels to hear from God through dreams and visions, but we know in the New Testament, God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters in the New Testament under the new covenant of Jesus Christ will also be able to hear from God and speak through dreams and visions. In fact, your Bible says in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, and he came, every individual that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, when they are born again, they are sealed with the Holy Spirit of truth, and they make themselves a candidate to be a willing vessel to hear from the Spirit of God. It says, when he, the Spirit of truth, and it's talking about the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, that's the Spirit of God, he will speak and he will tell you, that's you and I, or whoever is willing to hear from him, things to come, future tense. For all those that want to say that God only speaks through the written word of God and he does not speak anything outside of the written word of God as far as the future, then my friends, you are, that is cast down. That thought is absolutely trumped by John 16:13 that says that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will show you things to come, and that's future tense. You've heard me point this out before. In the Old Testament, the Lord spoke through Daniel, he spoke through Joseph, and he spoke through Jacob in dreams and visions. In the New Testament, there's accounts of Joseph, Peter, and that's Joseph, not Joseph of the Old Testament, Joseph, the father, the earthly father of this, of Jesus, the Messiah, not the heavenly father, but the earthly Joseph. Joseph was born in dreams. Peter, in your New Testament Bible, was given dreams and visions, and the wife of Pilate was even given a dream about the Messiah. So again, and I threw the wife of Pilate there because she's a woman, for all those individuals that think that God can't speak to women today under the new covenant, that's just not true. Again, the wife of Pilate heard a warning, was given a warning dream about Jesus, the Messiah, well before he was ever crucified. So I say all that to lay kind of a quick foundation regarding some confirming words through dreams and visions that's been brought to my attention that I want to talk about today. One of these individuals is, and I'm going to give you the name, and then you can YouTube him, you can look him up, and you can hear the whole dream from his mouth. But I'm just going to give you a paraphrase. On the 30th of June, this was Monday, June 30th, at 3 a.m. in the morning, Apostle Charles Turner III said that he was given a dream of the Lord, in which he documented this on his YouTube channel. Again, you can look it up, Apostle Charles Turner III. I'm saying that really slow, so you can look that up after the podcast or the broadcast here on Facebook, and you can look it up and listen to this. I want to paraphrase this dream he was given at 3 a.m. in the morning. Quote, I saw people robbing one another, breaking into homes, stealing food, breaking into cars, taking things by force, and willing to die for these things. Quote, I saw pandemonium, turmoil, and chaos. I heard yelling, screaming, and all kinds of these things taking place. He went on to say that, quote, I heard a loud voice. Now, this is interesting. I heard a loud voice say bloodshed. Shouting occurred. I saw no police presence. It was absolute chaos. He then said, I saw China and Russia invading America in order to bring about peace. And in doing so, they were confining people. And he went on to say, I saw people being thrown into camps. And then he said, quote, I heard the voice of the Lord shout. Listen to this. I want you to write this down. Ready? I heard the voice of the Lord shout September, October, and November. And according to Apostle Charles Turner III, he said, I heard the Lord tell me to warn the people. Now, I want to see if you're paying attention. What are those three dates? September, October, and November. Now, why am I telling you to repeat that? Why am I telling you to write that down? Because if you remember from the three dreams that Pastor Culverstone had, that we discussed this on this program in depthly. In fact, we did a follow-up on that as well. He said he saw in a series of dreams, he had the first dream, and he said everything that was played out from January all the way up to about June has already played out. And then he said, I saw July, August, and then September. He saw this finger in this dream tap the calendar three times. And then a series of events took place from September all the way up to November. And he said he saw a fist when it came to November, hit the calendar and the dates and everything was scrambled. And he saw all kinds of things take place again from September to November. He saw classrooms and school that were empty. They saw cobwebs. He said he saw unrest. He saw rioting. He saw fires in the streets. Something had happened between September and November, and November, especially the month of November, just crazy things happen. And then you have Apostle Charles Turner III, which I have no idea, guys, if he even knew about Pastor Dana's dreams. I have no idea. I can't tell you that. He's not here. If I had him here, I'd interview him and I'd ask him, were you aware of this? I'm going to probably say he was not. But nevertheless, again, on Monday, June 30th at 3 a.m. in the morning, in this dream that he had, it fits the same glove exactly what Pastor Dana saw in his second dream. According to the apostle, he said, I heard September, October, and November, and he said it was the voice of the Lord saying September, October, November, and to warn the people. Warn them of what? Chaos, turmoil, pandemonium, bloodshed, right? He saw bad things come. Guys, he said he saw China and Russia coming into America. Well, hello, that's exactly what Pastor Culverstone said. And he said, and the apostle said, he even questioned this. He said, Lord, why are foreign nations coming into our land? And they were coming into the land to bring about order. And in the name of order and peace, they were separating people. They were confining people. They were arresting people. This is very interesting to me. Now you think, I know what some of you are thinking. There's no way that this could happen. Well, guys, there is cities and states in America right now that are, if you do not confide by their mandates of wearing a mask, you can be fined money and thrown into jail for up to 1 year. That we just reported that there was a city in Colorado that just passed that ordinance. There was, I want to say it was in California, just passed that. And somebody, one of our viewers said that Michigan is the next one on board. And guys, these are just dominoes. One falls, another one falls, and another one falls, and another one falls. So again, we're seeing some crazy stuff. Then Dr. Maurice Schuyler. Now, this guy is a prophetic violinist. He plays the violin for the Lord. He does, it's like prophetic music. So this guy doesn't even, he's not out saying, he doesn't claim to be a prophet. He doesn't claim to be a watchman. That's what makes this even more intriguing to me, or more interesting, at least in my book, in my opinion. He is a highly decorated classical violinist. Decades of ministry, and is well respected throughout the Christian world. He just recently had a, now he said it was a vision. He said, quote, as the calendar literally turned over to the second half of 2020, he said that he had an amazing vision, which the Lord instructed him to immediately share with his audience. Again, we reported that on End Time Headlines. You can go and watch that. You can go to YouTube, type in, let me give you his, I'll give this to you. All right, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Maurice, S-K-Y-L-A-R, Schuyler, Maurice Schuyler. and you could type in Marie Schuyler Vision 2020, and it's going to come up because it's making its rounds. The following is a transcript that was made of the vision of Marie Schuyler. Now tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. Think about Pastor Culverstone's dreams. Think about the dream I just gave you from Apostle Charles Turner III. Think about other dreams and visions of other men and women of God that probably we've not even discussed on this program, but maybe you know them, or maybe they've been out in circulation and this has kind of brought this to your attention. Think about all that as we get into this. Ready? Quote, right after midnight, I got a very strong word of warning, and also it was accompanied by a vision. Again, this is Maurice Schuyler's own words. Quote, this is the clearest the Lord has spoken to me in quite a while as far as something current, or he's talking about current events. And the Lord said to me, quote, he said, get on right now, like kind of like a boat, get on the boat, get on the plane, get on board, get on right now. Now, I thought that was interesting. Get on right now. Four words. Get on right now. Now, what did he tell? He told, or allegedly told Pastor Dana Culverstone, brace yourself. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Then he told the apostle here, warn the people. He said he heard the Lord shout September, October, November. All right. So I'm going to get back to this. He told him, he heard the Lord say, get on right now. Now you say, well, when did this happen? It was July 1st. And here's how I know, because here's the transcript I'm reading to you. Quote, it's July 1st. So he tells you it's July 1st. We just went into the month of July. We just went into July 1st. And then the Lord says the next 5 months, August, September, if we count July, September, October, November, December, if we don't count July and we go to August, September, October, November, December. July, August, September, October, November. Let's start over. Scratch it, repeat, rewind. If we go with it, since it flipped over from July 1st, let's go with July. Just do that. So we have July, August, September, October, November. There's your 5 months. Consequently, that puts us to, again, November. And anyway, how you slice it, let's don't count July and count August. Okay, let's go that route. August, September, October, November, December. Well, guess what? There's 3 months that are still wrapped up in that 5 month span that is the common thread of all these warnings and dreams, and that is September, October, November. Don't miss that. Now, listen to this. This gets heavy. The Lord says, the next 5 months up to the election. So that, again, that gives more credence to the first scenario I just told you, up to November, because we know the elections are November in the United States. And this is, now he claims that the Lord told him this, okay? So I'm just going to give you this quote. There is a coordinated, planned, and deliberate step-by-step takeover of the United States that the left, quote, and Marxism, and the whole point is to stop the re-election of Donald Trump. Again, this may not even stay on YouTube. They'll probably jerk this off YouTube. This is not my words. I'm only giving you the quote from this man, okay? I don't have a dog in the fight. This is not pushing a political party. I'm not telling you to vote for anybody. I'm only giving you this vision that this man claimed he had, all right? There is an all-out attempt, the Holy Spirit said to me, to overthrow the government. And anyone on it says, to overthrow the whole thing, to stop America as we know it. And the Lord said to not only do we also have to pray, but we also have to fast and pray. Quote, we have the next 5 months. If we don't have an intervention, and then he gives his own he tells you, he intervenes in this, or he gives his own opinion here. He says, if we don't have an intervention, which I believe God can do, and I believe he wants to do. I agree. I said that beginning. Just because, I want to say that again. So I want to reiterate what this man is saying here. Just because all these men and women, or whatever the case may be, are having dreams and visions of chaos, turmoil, bloodshed, civil unrest, civil war, whatever, doesn't mean that it's going to or has to happen. That's the point of a warning dream. Friends, listen to me. The Lord spoke to Jonah and said, go to Nineveh, for I am going to overthrow Nineveh because of the abominations, the wickedness, and the sins that are happening there. He says, go and tell them to repent. Now, friends, that's why Jonah was sent as a watchman, as a prophet, as one who would sound the alarm to tell the people to repent and to turn back to him. And what was the results of Jonah finally being obedient after he was thrown overboard, thrown into the ocean, swallowed up by a fish, went to the depths of hell, and spit out onto a beach? He finally got the clue, and he finally got the point that, hey, I probably should be obedient to what God has told me to do. After he went through all that, he got up, he preached repentance. Read it in your Bible in the book of Jonah. And as a result of him preaching repentance to the city of Nineveh, from the king all the way down to the commoners, the common people, they all repented in sackcloth and ashes. They not only did they repent, but they fasted and repented. And they turned from their sins and wicked ways. And the Bible says that God looked upon their repentance and he relented from bringing disaster. Don't tell me that we don't serve a merciful, loving. The Bible says he is slow to anger and he's quick to forgive. So I want to reiterate that. So I agree with this brother. What he says is, if we have the next 5 months, if we don't have an intervention, which I believe God can do, come on, say, God can do it, and I believe he wants to do. But guess what? It's not all on God, it's on us. If my people that are called by my name shall, what? Humble themselves and turn and pray and turn from their sins and wicked ways, then the Lord says, and then shall I hear from heaven, and then I will heal their land. So it's all in conjunction with one another. I want to read the rest of this. Quote, I believe that we are to, but I stand, he says, I believe that we are to, but I stand right now as having seen the acceleration and the multiplication of this violence coming out of the cities, from the centers of big cities and out, and this will not let up unless we have a miracle. I agree. We need a miracle from God because this unrest has just begun. Now, again, that again coincides with every other dream and vision. Quote, there is a quote, I don't know if it's another form of this same virus that stemmed from China that we've experienced. It might be a new one, or it may just be a resurgence. Now, this is what he said. He heard this on July 1st. I don't know, but I saw ambulances. Now, go back and listen to Dr. I don't know why I keep saying doctor. My Lord, that may be prophetic. Maybe God's speaking to him to pursue a higher degree in his theology or whatever. But Pastor Culverstone, think about what he said. He saw the same thing. Listen what this man said. He said, I saw ambulances, I saw hospitals being filled, and I saw the shutdown of the schools which are planning to open. This word for word is exactly what Pastor Culverstone saw in his second dream. Same thing. Ambulances, hospitals being filled, and he even said, I saw schools with cobwebs in the ceilings because they had been shut down. I mean, it's word for word, my friend. How much more confirmation do you need? He goes on and says, The Lord said, warn America, warn the church, warn the bride that this acceleration is very serious. And I agree. That's why we're doing this segment. Some of y'all are mad because you're like, how many times are you going to talk about these dreams? How many times are you going to talk about these visions? How many times are you going to keep talking about these warnings? Until you listen to it, until you take it serious, until you pay attention, until your churches start calling for prayer and fasting, until your small groups begin to call for prayer and fasting, until you begin to agree that we need to intercede and we need to pray and we need to stop being complacent. The Lord says, America shall humble themselves before me. Well, I don't know if that's biblical. Well, the Bible says those who humble themselves shall be exalted, but those who exalt themselves shall be humbled. So if we refuse to hear the warnings, if we refuse to repent, if we refuse to turn back to God, then yes, your Bible says that a proud nation, a godless nation, will be humbled and be destroyed. I know it's not a popular message, but I'm going to preach it anyway today. He goes on to say, so far, God has been merciful to us, and he's holding back. The next level is going to hit, and when it does, it'll make this look like a picnic. He goes on, quote, the scope of the anarchy. I mean, I believe in the promises of God. I believe that God wants to protect us, and he will. I agree. But I'm also telling you, this will be an all-out effort on the part of the satanic powers to try to take over and to prepare to bring America down before the great revival awakening. So he, again, this brother, you know, people say, well, there's no redemptive hope. Well, he's giving you that, guys. He's telling you this can be delayed. It can be stopped. He says, God wants to bring awakening. He wants to bring an outpouring. He wants to bring revival. He wants to bring healing upon the land. But he's telling us and he's warning us, we have got a part to play in this, and we've got to pray, repent, and turn back to God. He goes on and says, that's why he told me the last 105 days I've gone on and encouraged, and where we're reading and where we are confessing the promises of God. In other words, what he's saying is the Lord spoke to him about 105 days ago to begin to confess and believe in the promises of God and stand on those promises. And what he's saying is the reason why he looked back in retrospect, the reason why God told him to do that is because where we are heading in troubled times. Quote, I believe God's made a separation already, but this will not shield the world from the shakings that are soon to come. And like I said, it's, quote, we haven't seen anything like what very likely is to come. I saw two. The Lord said, get on now. Get on now. I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. He said, I'm sorry, that's a typo there. He said, this is a good time to prepare yourself, for this is the midnight hour right now. These are perilous times, and the attack of violence and lawlessness could very quickly, and with the disease and then other things that are coming, is going to shake America to the very core. We must humble ourselves. We must pray. The Lord said, the Lord is coming. It's already. These things are set in motion. It's been planned for a long time. Quote, we need to cry out to God for his miracle intervention right now. I believe this scripture that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against him. Listen, this man even says this. I want you to hear this. Quote, I don't like to predict doom and gloom. And when I saw what he says, I don't like to predict gloom and doom, but I saw what I saw. And what I'm telling you is there's another level that will come towards the end of the summer. Hello, an increase of these birth pains. And then there's another one when we hit September, exactly what Pastor Dana Culverstone saw. And I believe what the apostles saw. He goes on, he says, we must intercede like Abraham, like he did for Sodom. I mean, we got to take heed. We need to take heed and know that this is very real. And he journaled a little bit. He spoke this out on his YouTube channel. He said, God shook me tonight. He shook me and said, as we enter into July, this is on a razor's edge. That's where we're at right now. It could go either way. America can have a rebirth, even, but not with this hardness and pride and arrogance and defiance. No. And of course, we cannot stop all the birth pangs with our prayers. We are in the end times. We're in the last days. We are on the border of the tribulation. It has been restrained. In other words, he's saying that we could have already entered into the tribulation, but God has restrained it. How? Why? Through the prayers and intercession of the people. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, why would we pray? Why would we intercede? Why would we want to stop the tribulation? Oh, give me a break. I love when people get on. Can I get real for a second with you guys? I love when people get on social media and they say, we don't need to pray away the tribulation. We don't need to pray away turmoil and chaos and bloodshed and unrest and wars and chaos. We need to pray it in. We don't need to pray it away. We don't need to pray it in. Yeah, these are the same people that they'll be the first ones complaining when they lose their job. The first ones complaining when they don't have electricity and they can't get on their cell phone. They can't watch their sitcoms. They can't watch their reality television. They don't have gas to put in their car. They can't put food on the table. Come on, somebody. Then they won't be having the same tune. It's easy to sit behind a keyboard in the comfort of your own home in the AC. Come on, in the dead of summer and say, oh, bring it on, Lord. Bring on the hail. Bring on the storms. Bring on the unrest. Bring on the judgment. But when you read about the things about in the book of Revelation and the tribulation and you read about those things coming, I can guarantee you, you won't have the same tune. And if God can, listen, for the sake of my children, the sake of your children, if God can delay something, if he can prevent something, or we can hinder something through prayer, through intercession, through crying out to him, to repentance, then honey, I'm all on board. Listen, do I want the Lord to come back? Yes. Do I want the catching of the way, the gathering together of the saints to come? Yes. But I just wanted to stop by just for a second and speak reality. The reality is the Lord could come back now. Yes. The reality is we could enter into the tribulation now. Yes. The reality is we could see all hell break loose right now. Yes. But the reality is most of you watching this by YouTube, by Facebook, by listening, by podcast, the reality is if you really got serious with the Lord and was truthful with me today, the reality is that you've got family members that are not ready to go. You've got people in your family that are not right with God. And if God listened to your prayer of selfishness saying, bring the judgment, bring the tribulation, bring the rapture, and let it happen right now. Listen, there's a whole lot of people that ain't going to get on board with you because they're going to miss the boat because they ain't ready to get on the boat. So listen, I am hard pressed. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I'm hard pressed between the two. I want to depart and go be with the Lord, but I want to remain so that I can get more people on the boat. Come on. So I can get more people on the ship. Because I've got some heathens in my family that need to get on board. I've got some people that I know that ain't right with the Lord right now. You've got some folks that you work with that you've been praying for, that you've been witnessing to. And you already know that if it was to happen right now, if the Lord was coming over the banister of heaven and sound the trumpet, that they ain't going to be right. They ain't going to be ready. And they are going to miss, come on, the coming of the Lord. And if where is that heart of compassion? Where is that evangelistic passion in that heart for the souls? Come on, somebody. I want to occupy till he comes. I want to just say it again. Yes, I'm ready for the return of the Lord. Yes, I'm ready for the end of all things to come, but not until I get everybody on the boat that God has placed in my heart and put in proximity to me around to be a light, to be salt, and to be a witness to. Because the last time I checked, the Bible says in Matthew 24, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. Come on, y'all want the end to come, but y'all don't want to preach the gospel to anybody. But the Lord says, you got it all wrong. There ain't nothing going to come to an end. Ain't nothing going to come to a close until you do what I've commanded you to do. And that's to go all into the world and preach the gospel. Whew. All right, now that I'm done preaching here, I just wanted to give you this. He goes on and says, the last 7 years, we have nothing but ease and prosperity, and pretty much America has no known wars. We haven't had any of this since World War II. This was a critical time, and we must, quote, I'm telling you, cry out to God, have mercy, because things that are, the evil already unleashed, it's already in motion. This is, again, Dr. Maurice Schuyler. If God doesn't put a standard up, we will see catastrophic sudden change in America, and the time has come. I must be faithful to the Holy Spirit and to warn you, and I say amen and amen to the brother that gave that warning, and to all those, to Dr. Maurice Schuyler, to Pastor Culverstone, to the apostle that we warned his dream as well. We say a great big amen to these, to all these individuals, because we want to make you aware. That's what we do here at End Time Headlines. We're news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, but this is a watchman channel. We sound the alarm. We're the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And that means that our messages are not going to be popular. They're not going to be sunshine and roses and daisies. And it's just all the time encouragement and exhortation. Listen, I love encouragement, exhortation, edification every day of the week. Any day you want to give it to me, let me have it. I want it. But listen, I also want rebuke. I want correction. And I want warning when it comes as well. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find us, guys. If you go to our main website, type in endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. You're going to see our main website. That's our landing page. If you go there, you can see a place where you can subscribe. We want to encourage you to subscribe to our daily digest. In that digest, that you'll get in your inbox, one email every day, one digest. You'll get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll get as well as our these messages like this. They'll all be shared in that as well. We want to encourage you to get our official ETH app. Our official ETH app. Again, this is absolutely free. F-R-E-E, free. Listen, everybody likes something free. You can get this app free. It's smooth. It's very easy to function and to navigate. Again, it's available on iTunes. It's available on Google Play. So if you've got an Android phone, if you've got an iPhone, you can find us there. Just type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see it come up. Please make sure if you download it, give us a good rating, because it boosts our ratings up and boosts our visibility. You're going to see the app there. Download that app. When you get the app, You're gonna have all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective there. Subscribe to push notifications. You'll get alerts on breaking news when it happens. You'll get alerts on new podcasts when they come. In fact, if you go to the bottom of, if you have the app and you look at the bottom of your device, on the very bottom down there, you're going to see a place where it says watch and listen. You can listen to our podcast. When a new podcast comes up, we have a podcast channel. Again, that's available on Spotify, and it's available on Apple as well. But you can just click on that and listen to the podcast. And also you can watch us by our YouTube channel. And that's all, again, at the bottom of the app when you download that. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry has been a source of blessing, it's a continual source of edification, encouragement, information, warning. It strengthens you. It equips you on a weekly basis. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, maybe it's a one-time gift of any amount, or maybe you've been praying about it and the Lord has put it upon your heart to be a partner of our ministry. You can come along with us and co-labor with us and partner with us. What do I mean by co-labor? It means, listen, we are going into the mission field. Our mission field may not be a brick and mortar church. Our mission field is a digital ministry. Our ministry goes over the airwaves. We reach people all over the world that we could never physically go to. Our ministry, the voice of our ministry, it reaches people around the world. And anytime when you sow into this ministry and you partner into this ministry, you are partnering, you're co-laboring with us, getting the word out, getting the information out, getting the equipping, the encouragement, the exhortation. All this is going, you are part of that. You are going to reap the rewards of that. Why? Because you're sowing into this, into that ground. And you're co-laboring with that. You're working with us to do that. Again, you can do that at, if you go to the official app, if you have the app. Again, go to the very bottom. You can see that right here. All the way to the bottom, to the far right, you're going to see a place that says give. You can click on that, and it's going to take you to an electronic pay, or it's going to take you to our main website where you can give electronically. And you can set up a one-time gift or, again, a monthly partnership. Or if you'd like to old school it, and there's a lot of people that still do this, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that at, by making that check or money order payable to End Time Headlines, and that's P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia, and the zip is 30655. Again, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. That is going to be our physical mailing address if you wish to give by check or money order. So again, guys, thank you for taking the time out today on this Monday afternoon. Please don't forget to share this, tag this. I don't know. I pray and hope that YouTube will keep this up. We don't monetize our YouTube channel, so it's not like we're trying to get any kind of revenue or gain from this. We're just trying to get the word out. If you can share this, tag people in this. Let them know that, look, this is a serious matter. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to intercede. And we need to cry out to the Lord. Because remember, September, October, November is coming quick. And if things don't change through our prayer and intercession, I believe things are going to get real rough. So I'm saying you better buckle up. You better get ready. Because I believe we're going to see some crazy stuff. Either way we slice this, man, I pray the Lord have mercy upon us. What's interesting too, and I'll close with this, is when you get into about September, we're entering into the new year on the Jewish calendar. That's during Rosh Hashanah, right around there in the Feast of Trumpets. You've got Teshuvah. You've got all that at the end of August into September. So this is going to be really interesting and critical. So we'll keep you updated. But today's Monday, guys. Listen, I'm going to try my best. I will not make any promises because I'll have to repent if something happens. But again, as I've said, please continue to pray for us. Listen, if you got to go ahead and go. You guys on podcast, we love you. We appreciate you guys on Facebook. If you got to go, we understand. I just want to give you a quick update for those who wish to hear it. I know you guys have been praying for us in our transition. Our home is still for sale. We were doing a for sale by owner when we were in the state of Indiana, but now that we've moved out of state, we're in Georgia. We thought through much prayer, counsel, and the wisdom, we have turned this over to a realtor because we're not there to oversee the home, and that's just not smart to do that. So we've now given this over to the hands of a realtor, and I believe this was the last thing that really needed to be done. And I believe that our home is going to sell soon. And this is the last little hindrance to keep us from moving forward. We're in the state of Georgia, guys. We're here. But we need, you know, our home to sell so that we can transition into our new home. This right here, this is not even my office. This is a good friend of ours. And we're excited to eventually move into our new base, our home, or get our family settled. And we're working on that. So again, I appreciate you guys praying for us and interceding for us. And I want to pray for you guys real quick. So again, I didn't want to make any promises, but we're going to try to be back here on Wednesday with another word. I can't promise that it will not be something in the same category. I'm going to keep doing what I feel like the Lord is telling me to do. So we're going to be obedient to that. But nevertheless, We're going to pray to be back on here Wednesday or Thursday. But until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May he be merciful to you. May he protect you. May he keep you from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. We profess and plead the blood of Jesus over every individual and those that represent their families here by the podcast, YouTube, or Facebook. I pray for your whole household. I ask that the Lord place you under the shadow of him. May you be under the shadow of the Almighty. May you only with your eyes, may you look and see the reward of the wicked, but shall it not come nigh your dwelling. And may I pray that everything you put your hands to do shall prosper. May you be encouraged. May you be healed in your body. May you receive deliverance and breakthrough in every area of your family and your lives. And I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just feel led to pray this real quick. And Father, I just pray that every individual and their homes and their families they represent would prepare accordingly for the second half of 2020. I say it again, Lord, help us to prepare accordingly by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit who would give us and show us things to come. Whatever he says for us to do, may we prepare accordingly, spiritually and in the natural, for things. You said the prudent man sees the evil day coming, prepares himself, but the fool does not prepare himself. So Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are giving us wisdom in these trying times. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.